The war in Iraq has inspired an unprecedented number of movies of all kinds, in particular documentaries about everything from torture in Abu Ghraib to heavy metal fans in Baghdad. A new documentary by Nina Davenport called Operation Filmmaker approaches the war from a vantage point largely outside Iraq. It's the story of a young Iraqi who leaves his country in hopes of becoming a filmmaker. Our critic at large, John Powers, has a review.
If there's one clear cultural lesson to be drawn from the war in Iraq, it's that people don't go to movies about an ongoing war that isn't going particularly well. So I feel slightly perverse in telling you that there's a new film about Iraq that you might really enjoy. It's a documentary called Operation Filmmaker by Nina Davenport, and the first thing you should know about it is that it's not grim or hectoring. It is, in fact, a comedy that would have been appreciated by Billy Wilder or Luis Buñuel. It shows what happens when the very best of intentions bump into the untidy reality of living human beings. The story begins in 2004, when the actor Liev Schreiber sees an MTV item about a Baghdad film student named Mutana Momed, who's burning to make movies. Schreiber's about to direct his own first film, Everything is Illuminated, and in a burst of generosity decides to invite the 25-year-old Shiite to the Czech Republic to work on the production. In what proves a burst of canny intuition, he also invites Davenport to make a film about the young Iraqi's experience on the set. At first, everything is great. Schreiber goes to the Prague airport to pick up Mutana, who's obviously delighted to be there. But almost instantly, the rose loses its bloom. Even as Mutana feels insulted by what he's asked to do, he's instructed how to properly stir the trail mix for one of the film's vegan producers, Schreiber and company feel let down by their protege. Rather than behaving like an ambitious young American filmmaker who'd do anything to ingratiate himself with the bosses, Mutana strikes them as, well, difficult. By turns prickly and mocking, he blows off assignments, bubbles with resentment, and makes people feel guilty. To top it all off, he doesn't even agree with them politically. Here, producer Peter Saroff talks to Mutana about the strange politics of their situation.
When Liev and I first started talking about the idea after we saw you on MTV, and, you know, we talked about such sort of high concept things like, well, this idea that we're making this movie about young people connecting over a cultural divide. And that, like, the experience of these two American Jewish guys who are here to make a movie with an Iraqi man, there's a cultural divide that we have to cross. And here I am, this, like, you know, left-wing American in terms of my politics and all this stuff. And, you know, and so I had to confront this idea that, like, you weren't opposed to the war. So anyway, so then when, and this is coming out in Entertainment Weekly tomorrow, so that I say something, I'm quoted as saying, you know, we had this idea, blah, 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 but I never imagined that Mutana would ever say to me, I love George Bush, he changed my life.
I love George Bush.
Mm.
You're disappointed.
No, not at all. I'm not disappointed. You know.
In fact, everyone is disappointed. And as the story progresses, you start to realize that Operation Filmmaker isn't just a movie about a young Iraqi filmmaker. It's a sly parable about Operation Iraqi Freedom and how the occupation went wrong. What makes this portrait of star-spangled naivety all the slyer is that it centers not on neoconservatives who championed the war, but on showbiz progressives who opposed it. Good liberals, Schreiber and Saroff clearly have a fantasy of saving the young Iraqi and putting him on the way to a life like their own. But just like Iraq itself, Mutana has his own dreams, limitations, and history. Even as he expects too much too soon, he clearly wants to be handed overnight success and prosperity. He knows that if he returns to Baghdad, he may well be murdered. And so while Mutana keeps hustling for dear life, his rescuers clearly can't wait to get him off their hands. The one with no exit strategy turns out to be Davenport, who was supposed to merely be documenting Mutana's experience, but winds up being sucked into it. Eventually, the two get caught in a cycle of mutual exploitation. Without Mutana's cooperation, Davenport won't have enough footage to complete the film. She'll have wasted many months and lots of money. Of course, he knows that, and so he begins demanding her assistance, some of it financial, to keep letting her film his life. While their Apache dance is itself a metaphor for the occupation, it also offers a valuable corrective to our ideas of nonfiction filmmaking. Most socially conscious documentaries encourage us to think two slightly contradictory things. First, that we're watching unadorned life through the eye of an impartial observer. And second, that this impartial observer is implicitly a hero, because he or she self-effacingly cares enough to show us the life of the poor, the unhappy, the struggling, and the lost. Davenport's movie puts the lie to all that. As she dickers with Mutana to keep him on board the project being a record of his own precarious life, we're reminded that every documentary comes larded with agendas and negotiations. In its amusing way, Operation Filmmaker demonstrates that the idea of a clean, heroic, objective documentary is as much of a fantasy as the notion of saving a country with a quick, easy invasion. In the real world, even the most benevolent-seeming relationship can easily become a quagmire.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. He reviewed Operation Filmmaker. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.